What happened today?
Today's the 23rd of September, and it was on this day in 1866 that SA colonist Osmond Gillies died. Known to be generous but also colourful and volatile, the SA treasurer gave land for churches, hospitals and other public use and used his own funds when the colonies ran short. He had a property of what we now call Glen Osmond, a property for sheep at what we now call Gillies Plains, and also purchased a special survey at Murrundi on the River Murray with Edward John Eyre. Fast forward to 1909, and the novel Phantom of the Opera was first published as a serialisation. French writer Gaston Leroux was partly inspired by historical events at the Paris Opera, and also a mythical tale about the use of a former ballet pupil's skeleton in another production. These days, of course, overshadowed by the success of its various stage and film adaptations. 59 years later, and for the first time in cinemas, audiences were hearing that classic line, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" That's right, 1968 film adaptation of the stage show Oliver premiered in London, making $10.5 million at the North American box office and taking out Best Picture at the Oscars. Indeed, it was a big day for theatre in history on the 23rd of September. Theatre censorship ended on this day in 1968 in Britain. After 231 years of restrictions, the next day the first Broadway production of the musical Hair opened in London. With its rock anthems and nude hippies, no show could have better illustrated what a new theatrical era had arrived. On this day in 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in theatres. Based on the musical stage production that came out 2 years prior, it was a parody tribute to the sci-fi and horror B-movies of the 1930s to 70s. And happy birthday to the boss, US songwriter-guitarist Bruce Springsteen, born on this day in 1949 in Long Branch, New Jersey.